Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we open up your word and we ask that you may speak to us again. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Again? Have you heard that said that way? That was me. I had to wash the dishes. And Mom was reminding me I had to do that. And I said, again? And then an idea popped into my mind. I said, is it just for today or for this week or for the month? When is this going to end? She kept silent. She did not respond. Well, I am married now, and many years have gone by. And yes, the dishes still need to be washed. Sometimes it's Carolina, sometimes it's myself. But that's something that just happens over and over again. Peter approached Jesus, and he asked him the question, Master, how many times must I forgive? Seven times? It's better than three times. Seven is a pretty good number. And Jesus did not respond yes, but he responded, Peter, 7 times 70. 490 times. In my German Bible, it says, sehr oft, often. But if we look at the number 490 times, just listening to that number, I want to pull my hairs. 490 times for one person? I would lose count and would have to begin all over again. But Jesus showed the real meaning of 490 times. You see, our Lord and Savior was crucified. Yes, he paid my debt. He paid your debt. He went on the cross. And on that cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Yes, he said it until the 490th time. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. How does forgiveness work? I don't know. But what I do know is it does work. Amen? It works. I know a person who not too long ago went to church. And he met a friend. And during Sabbath school, something happened. There was an exchange of words, not too many, but all of a sudden, fists were flying. Boom, pom. They got physical. No, this was not an adult. 2-3-year-olds. And moms got their attention, so they ran over and separated them. They asked each other forgiveness. They went through church service. They went home. But something was still not quite right. That night, that 3-year-old could not sleep. He moved to the side. He tossed around. And Mom noticed. And she came over and said, "What's the problem?" He looked at her and said, "I can't sleep." can't sleep. Is there something bothering you? Was it something that happened today at church? Do you want to pray? Yes. Let's pray. And so mother and son pray together, asking God for forgiveness for how things had happened that Sabbath morning. After prayer, mom asked her son, "How do you feel now?" "I feel better." Amen? "I feel better." 490 times. If you have family and have friends that are still speaking to you, it's because they are applying the 490 time principle. Amen? Amen. It works. It works. And Jesus Christ went to that cross and paid the debt that no one here could ever pay, greater than our own U.S. debt. Amen? Greater than all the nations of the world's debts. Amen? Yes. The story in Matthew 18 does not finish with those two verses. And you have heard the story of a king who pardoned one of his citizens' debts. It says that it was 100 talents of silver. Today's equivalent of $13 or $14 million. 100 talents of silver could hire 100,000 men to go to war. A huge amount. But the real story is that God forgave my sins. God forgave your sins so that we could forgive each other. Amen? So that we could experience what it feels like to be forgiven and to also forgive. Today, we have that great opportunity once again. We are reminded of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. We are reminded of the great sacrifice, the great love showed to each one of us. And yes, the invitation is to be like him again, again, and again. Before we go to the foot washing, the youth choir will come once again. Did they sing well today? Yeah. Amen. They did an awesome job. They will come and they will share a special music that will prepare our hearts and our minds so that doesn't matter what happened this week, doesn't matter what happened maybe this morning, we can focus on Jesus and the invitation he is making to us today.